This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Signs that you've heard enough and it's time to end conversation. Knowing when to stop listening is as important as knowing how to listen. In short, patient hearing has a point where it stops serving anyone. Staying past that point is not virtue. It is a habit that drains you and gives the other person no reason to change. Circular conversation, ignored responses, and emotional exhaustion are signs the exchange has crossed its limit. Ending a conversation at the right moment is a communication skill, not a failure of patience. Recognizing these signs protects your clarity and keeps the relationship from deteriorating further. Definition: patient hearing limits describe the threshold at which continued attentive listening in a difficult conversation stops producing understanding or progress. Beyond this point, staying in the exchange causes emotional drain, reinforces unproductive behavior, and serves neither person in the conversation. Most people who are good listeners get this wrong at least once. You stay in the conversation because leaving feels unkind. You keep listening because you believe patience is the answer. But there is a version of patient hearing that crosses over into something else entirely. And it happens slowly enough that you often do not notice until you're already well past the point where the exchange was doing anyone any good. Knowing when you have reached your patient hearing limits is a skill as important as knowing how to listen in the first place. This article will help you spot the specific signals before the damage is done. Why good listeners stay too long. People who are genuinely committed to hearing others out are often the ones most at risk of staying past their limits. The very instincts that make you a good listener, your willingness to give people time, your reluctance to dismiss someone, your belief that one more minute might break through, these same instincts can trap you in conversations that stopped being productive long ago. I've made this mistake more times than I care to count. I stayed because walking away felt like giving up. What I was really doing was confusing endurance with respect. They are not the same thing. There is also a social pressure at work. Ending a conversation with a difficult person can feel aggressive, especially in a workplace setting where you're trying to maintain the relationship. So people say nothing and stay, hoping the conversation will eventually turn. It really does. The signs that you have reached your limit. 1. You have heard the same point 3 times without new information. What it looks like: the person returns to the same complaint, grievance, or argument for the 3rd time in the same conversation, without adding anything new to it. Why it happens: repetition in difficult conversations usually signals that the person does not feel genuinely heard. But after 2 patient responses from you, a 3rd repetition means something different. It means the conversation is now circular, and no amount of further listening will break that circle. Why it matters: circular conversations drain your energy and give the impression that repeating a point harder is a valid strategy. That is a pattern worth interrupting. What to do? Name it calmly. I have heard this point a couple of times now. I want to make sure I understand it fully before we go further. If they repeat it again, that is your signal to close. Here is the truth of it: there is a difference between someone who has not been heard and someone who simply does not like what they are hearing. 2. Your responses are consistently dismissed without consideration. What it looks like: you offer a response, a perspective, or a question. The other person waves it aside or talks over it immediately, without any visible acknowledgement that they registered what you said. Why it happens: in a productive exchange, patient hearing is reciprocal. When one person is genuinely listening, the other usually begins to as well. When your responses are dismissed repeatedly, you are no longer in a conversation. You are an audience. Why it matters: you cannot resolve anything with someone who is not receiving your input. Continuing to speak carefully into a one-way channel wastes both your time and any goodwill you've built. What to do? Pause before responding again. If the pattern repeats, it is time to name it or exit. I notice I'm not getting a chance to respond. I'm going to stop here for now. 3. You are tracking your words more than their meaning. What it looks like: you find yourself calculating how to phrase every sentence rather than actually listening. You are managing the conversation rather than participating in it. Why it happens: when a conversation becomes threatening or unproductive, your brain shifts from listening mode to self-protection mode. This is a natural response. But it is also a clear signal that the conditions for genuine patient hearing no longer exist. Why it matters: this sign is non-obvious, but it is one of the most reliable. When your mental energy is consumed by managing the exchange rather than understanding the person, the conversation has outpaced your capacity to engage well.
What to do?
Notice the shift and honour it. Do not force yourself to keep listening at full depth when your mind has already signalled that something is wrong.
Step back.
I want to give this proper attention. Can we continue this tomorrow? This matters in teams too. If you are trying to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team synergy, you need to be genuinely present. You cannot be present when you are already in self-defense mode.
4.
You feel more depleted after each conversation, not less. What it looks like. You leave interactions with this person feeling run out. Not tired in a way a hard, but honest conversation leaves you. Hollowed out, as though something was taken rather than exchanged.
Why it happens.
Some conversations, particularly with people who are venting without any intention of resolving anything, consume energy from the listener without producing anything in return. There is no emotional reciprocity.
Why it matters.
Listening fatigue is real. If you keep meeting this person at full patient capacity and leaving empty, you will eventually run out.
Worse,
you will start to resent both the person and the act of listening itself.
What to do?
Track the pattern over several conversations. If the depletion is consistent, shorten your next conversation deliberately and observe whether anything meaningful is lost.
Often, nothing is.
Avoiding these conversations entirely is not the answer, but neither is depleting yourself indefinitely.
5.
The person has refused every concrete suggestion you have offered.
What it looks like.
You have offered 3 or more practical steps, ideas, or reframes. Each one has been rejected, often quickly and without genuine consideration.
Why it happens.
Some people in difficult conversations are not seeking solutions. They are seeking witness to their grievance. That is a legitimate human need up to a point. But when the conversation has moved well past that point and every practical path forward is being closed off, continuing to generate new suggestions is a drain on you and does not serve them.
Why it matters.
You cannot help someone who has decided the conversation is about expressing pain rather than reducing it. Continuing to try keeps you in a role that does not serve either of you well.
What to do?
Stop offering solutions.
Say clearly,
I hear that this is difficult. I am not sure I can help further today.
Let us leave it here.
This is relevant in broader team dynamics too. When unmet needs drive conflict, you need to know when acknowledging those needs is enough and when it has become a loop.
6.
You have begun to agree with things you do not actually believe.
What it looks like.
You catch yourself nodding, saying I understand, or you may have a point about statements you privately disagree with. Not because your mind has changed, but because you're tired.
Why it happens.
Sustained patient hearing under pressure is exhausting. When your reserves run low, agreement becomes the path of least resistance.
It feels like kindness.
It is actually a quiet form of dishonesty.
Why it matters.
False agreement is corrosive. It misleads the other person about where you actually stand, and it erodes your own sense of clarity. If you are agreeing to end the discomfort rather than because you genuinely agree, that is a sign you have been in this conversation too long.
What to do?
Notice the moment you say something you do not mean. That is your cue to close, not to keep talking.
I want to be honest with you.
I do not think I have anything more useful to add right now.
7.
Nothing has moved in the conversation for more than 10 minutes. What it looks like.
The exchange has settled into a fixed pattern.
The same positions, the same tone, no new ground covered.
You could predict the next 3 things both of you will say.
Why it happens. Conversations stall when both people have reached their positions and neither has anything genuinely new to bring. This is not always a failure of patient hearing. Sometimes it is simply the natural end of what this conversation can accomplish today.
Why it matters.
Momentum in a conversation is not about pace. It is about whether the exchange is still moving towards something. If it is not, staying in it is not patience.
It is inertia.
What to do? Name the stall and close on it.
I think we have both said what we have to say for now.
I would rather stop here and pick this up again when we both have something new to bring. Understanding when conversation avoidance is the real problem, and when it is not, is a different skill entirely.
You can recognize the difference here.
The pattern behind these signs. Each of these signs looks slightly different on the surface, but they all point to the same route: the conversation has lost reciprocity. Patient hearing works because it creates space for a person to feel genuinely received.
When that happens, something shifts.
They soften,
They think more clearly, they become capable of hearing you in return.
That reciprocity is the engine of productive dialogue.
When reciprocity disappears, patient hearing becomes one-sided endurance.
And endurance, however well-intentioned, does not resolve difficult conversations.
It just prolongs them.
Teams that normalize this kind of one-sided endurance often develop what might be called a slow erosion of trust, where people stop bringing real problems because they expect to be heard without being understood.
You can see how this compounds over time. When you look at how conversation avoidance creates hidden pressure in high-performing teams, the signs in this article and those in that one are often connected.
A quick diagnostic for your own conversations.
Read each statement.
Answer honestly with yes or no. This person has repeated the same core point more than twice in this conversation without adding to it. I have offered at least two concrete responses, and neither was acknowledged.
I have agreed with something in this conversation that I do not actually believe. I'm thinking more about how I'm coming across than what they are actually saying.
I feel more drained now than when this conversation started.
This conversation has not moved to new ground in the last 10 minutes.
I have offered practical suggestions and all of them have been declined without real consideration.
Scoring 0 to 1 yes. You are within productive range. Stay and keep listening. 2 to 3 yes. You are approaching your limit. Begin to wind toward closure. 4 or more yes. You have reached your patient hearing limits.
Close the conversation now, respectfully and clearly. This checklist works best in the moment, or immediately after a conversation, while it is still fresh. Some teams find it useful to track patterns across multiple conversations with the same person. When the score stays high across several exchanges, it is worth examining whether the relationship itself needs a different kind of conversation.
The signs of compounding conflict avoidance in teams often start exactly here. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last
and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com.
Now, back to the article. How to close a conversation you have heard enough of. The close does not need to be elaborate. It needs to be clear and calm.
Three things matter: name that you're ending it, give a brief honest reason, and leave the door open for a better conversation later if that is appropriate.
Something like, I want to stop here.
I do not think either of us is getting what we need from this right now. Let us come back to it when things are clearer.
You do not need to explain at length.
A composed, direct exit is more respectful than staying in a conversation that has stopped serving either of you.
The person may push back.
Stay calm and repeat your intention to close without adding new arguments. Understanding what builds up when these conversations are avoided rather than handled well is worth your time. Synergy debt is real, and it often starts with conversations that ran too long in the wrong direction.
Patient hearing limits are not a failure of generosity. They are a sign of judgment.
Knowing when you've heard enough and having the courage to act on it is what separates a good listener from one who simply endures. Frequently asked questions. What are patient hearing limits in difficult conversations?
Patient hearing limits are the point at which continued listening stops being productive and begins causing harm.
You have heard enough when the conversation is circular, your responses are ignored, or the exchange has become one-sided and emotionally draining without progress. How do you know when patient hearing has run its course?
You know patient hearing has run its course when the same points are repeated without new information, when nothing you say changes the dynamic, and when you feel more drained after each exchange than before it. These are signals, not failures.
Is ending a conversation a sign of poor listening skills?
No.
Ending a conversation at the right moment is a sign of strong communication judgment.
Patient hearing means giving a person genuine attention and time.
It does not mean tolerating a conversation that has stopped serving either of you.
What should you say when you need to end a difficult conversation? Keep it direct and calm. Something like,
I have heard what you're saying, and I need to stop here for now.
Avoid lengthy explanations.
A clear, composed exit is more respectful than staying in a conversation that has lost its purpose. Can patient hearing limits vary between people?
Yes. Your threshold is shaped by your energy, the relationship, the stakes involved, and how the other person is engaging. There's no fixed limit. What matters is whether the conversation is still moving towards something useful for either of you.
Why do people stay in conversations longer than they should?
Most people stay too long because leaving feels rude or weak. They confuse endurance with respect. In practice, staying in a conversation that has passed its useful point wastes both people's time and often makes the situation worse, not better. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling books they write every time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit imonblickthorne.com to get your copy.